Makes sense.
Jamie, happy Hanukkah.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's the question?
Happy Hanukkah. It's not a question, it's a statement.
Oh, happy Hanukkah to you too.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to wish you and your family a happy fifth day today.
You as well.
All right, thank you very much.
By the way, you know what I put together last night, Jamie? Happy Mazel for Art Basel. Is this a campaign? Can
it's,
you go
it's
to
not
like,
really
the party?
Happy Mazel.
I don't think there, Happy Mazel is a thing.
Yeah, Mazel
is it redundant?
Is Happy Mazel redundant? A little bit, yeah.
So what about Mazel Art Basel? Is there an event down here right now currently that you could do Mazel for Art Basel?
You can kind of say that, right, Jamie?
I think you get away with it, sure.
Yeah, you can kind of say Mazel Art Basel. You can kind of say that.
I like it, though.
But don't say Happy Mazel. That's
redundant.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's
all
like
right.
Happy Merry Christmas, right?
All right, that's your Jewish education
they
for
say
the day.
Happy Christmas.
I learn something new every day.
Happy Christmas is what
and,
they
and
say.
And everybody on Seinfeld's Jewish, right?
No.
Yes, they are.
Romberg
no.
thinks if the main character hey. On a show is Jewish,
I know,
everybody
I heard
is Jewish.
George Costanza.
That's what we learned.
I heard he's Jewish.
He's Jewish in real life.
That's what
he
I meant.
He wasn't Jewish on the show.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking
so,
about the actual
so,
people.
Yeah,
so I guess
told you that yesterday.
By definition, you guys are all Jewish since Zazzle's Jewish, right?
That's right. That's right.
That is true. Well, Romberg is, kind of. I mean, Romberg.
I'm conveniently Jewish.
Yeah, Romberg has a good fake Jewish name.
You can get away with it, yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Eisenberg, there's no getting around it.
No, that's I'm stuck.
Very Jewish.
Yep.
Okay, all right, let's get to it here. You got, you're stuck. You got week 14 getting going tonight, Jaguars and Titans. We'll get to your questions and everything and your calls in a moment here. Tonight, okay, a lot of folks have their playoffs starting. If not the playoffs, it's the last week of your regular season. So the Jaguars come off a 6-0 game. We know the Titans offense is virtually anemic most weeks. Do we like anyone tonight?
You remember Rams-Chiefs, how much fun that was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the opposite.
Yeah.
When these two teams met earlier this year, it was 9-6. So... I don't think you're going to get a lot of points, but Leonard Fournette was hurt the first time these two teams met, so hopefully he delivers because he's the must-start guy. And then it comes down to, do you want to trust Mariota? Probably not, even though he's been playing great. Corey Davis, same thing, just because of Jalen Ramsey on the other side. This is a use the Jaguars DST. A lot of people drop them, so if you still pick them up, not only do they get the Titans this week, they get the Redskins next week, and that's a terrible offense. And then the Titans DST also because, you know, everybody's praising the Jaguars for how dominant their defense was. Like you said, they scored 6 points. So the Titans' defense is also in play this week.
And Fournette's rested as well.
Fournette is, yes, he's coming off. Well, his hands may still hurt from starting to throw a punch against the helmet, but otherwise he should be fine.
Okay, very good. All right, let's look at the Dolphins this weekend as well. Okay, Dolphins and Patriots. We know the Dolphins' offense is having an historically bad season. What do we like there?
You know, I think if you're in a two-quarterback league, Tannehill's in play. He's got 21 points each of his last two games. He was awful the last time he faced the Patriots in Foxborough, but, you know, coming back home, we know the Patriots tend to struggle down here from time to time. But it's really him. It's Kenyon Drake, and then we'll see if Amendola plays because that will sort of change the dynamic of the receiving core. You have to like what Parker and Stills did last week. But, again, you're in your fantasy playoffs. I don't know how many people are trusting those guys. And Kenyon Drake is, you know, a flex borderline number two guy just based on what he could do in the passing game, and that's really where the Patriots have struggled. For the Patriots, if Xavier Howard's out, it's all systems go. I mean, there's not really a guy of the main Patriots, I would say, to sit. You know, Gordon, Edelman, Brady, Michelle, James White, all those guys, and Gronk, you know, are startable this week.
Gronk's probably killed guys this year, right? Because, Gronk has not had a Gronkowski-type season, but most teams who drafted Gronkowski, you probably took him second round. He's killed you.
He's been awful. But it's one of those things where, fear of missing out. You know, the last thing you want to do is have him on your bench, and then he has one of those Gronk-type games. The only tight ends, I think, at this point that you're starting over him, just, again, based on the potential of what he can do, is Eric Ebron, who was, drafted later, picked up off waivers. Jared Cook, same thing, because he's playing very well of late. Obviously, George Kittle. But then it's pretty much, for the most part, it's Gronk, and just hope that he finds the end. I will say this, though. We don't have it on our site, but Yahoo... based on his draft designation, Jalen Samuels, who is now very prominent, was designated as a tight end because that's what he played in college. If you can pick up Jalen Samuels off waivers and play him at tight end, I would play him over Gronk at that position.
Turning to the NunezLaw.com text line at 67974, Austin Eckler or Spencer Ware?
I would go Eckler. Ware against the Ravens makes me a little bit nervous.
Corey Davis or Tyler Boyd, non-PPR?
Yeah, Tyler Boyd, again, no A.J. Green. Davis has to face the Jaguars. It's kind of an easy decision just based on matchup.
Sony Michel or Lamar Miller, PPR?
PPR, I'll go with Miller. Sony Michel is probably going to be a good play just based on the Dolphins' run defense, but he's not going to catch the ball very much. Miller also will do well against the Colts, but he'll be a little bit more involved in the passing game.
Big Ben or Rodgers?
I think I have them back-to-back. I think this is an Aaron Rodgers game, you know, kind of a statement. If it, in fact it was his, you know, call or had a big hand in getting Mike McCarthy fired, it's, you know, on him now to come out and prove it, why he wants to change, and I think he will, just based on the fact that he gets the Falcons at home.
Trubisky or Cousins?
They're very close for me. I'd go Trubisky.
We have the rare defense question. Defense wins championships, as Texter says. Pittsburgh, Tennessee, or Buffalo?
Tennessee and Buffalo are really close. I'd lean a little bit toward the Titans just because, again, it's Cody Kessler. Sam Darnold coming off the injury may play a little bit better than we saw prior to when he got hurt. So I'll slightly lean toward the Titans.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Again, let's get you in. Let's get you out. You get your question for Jamie. Let's start off with Kevin. Go ahead with your question for Jamie, Kevin.
Good morning. Standard League, Matt Ryan at Green Bay or Andrew Luck at Houston? Thanks.
I have Luck ranked a little bit higher. His best game so far this season came against the Texans. It was the overtime game where we remember Frank Reich's decision to basically hand the Texans the win. They're close, though. You know, Ryan's going to be chasing points also, but I just like Andrew Luck set up a little bit better.
Let's give Hugo a chance here. Hugo, go ahead with your question.
Hello. Dak Prescott or Jared Goff this week?
Again, very close. I think the ceiling is higher for Goff, even though he's facing the Bears. The safe play, though, is Prescott. He had a nice game against the Eagles the first time around. Just you have to, you know, always worry with the Cowboys and Prescott that they're just going to run the ball too much. So I lean toward Goff.
Matthew is up next. Go away with your question, Matthew.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Good.
I have, for flex, Kerryon Johnson or Corey Davis?
Yeah, I don't think Kerryon Johnson is going to play. If he does, I would play him over Davis. But if you can, see if you can wait it out and find somebody else off waivers that, you know, you may be able to drop. Remember, we're no more bye weeks, no more, you know, worrying about will this guy do this or will this guy do that. You can drop some. I wouldn't drop those two guys, but if you want to wait out Kerryon Johnson, just because if he does, plays better, find somebody under your bench, drop them, see if Dante Pettis, for example, is out there for the 49ers. He could have a nice game after we've seen in the last 2 weeks.
Let's give Mark a chance here. Go ahead, Mark.
All right, which of these three running backs should I start? I have Peterson, Carson, Samuels, Eckler, Howard, and Martin.
Those are more than three.
Which of those three? I have six. I can only start three.
Yeah, Jamie.
Oh. I would start Samuels. I would start Peterson, and I would start Carson.
I'll tell you, it consistently amazes me. I don't have a clue. If you ask me right now, who are the guys that were the 12 guys that were just thrown at Jamie? I have no idea. And Jamie always remembers the names, and then he tells you who you should start. I don't remember
those
anyone
are the questions
that was just said.
I don't normally read on the text line because I feel like people can't even focus on them.
Jamie,
you're right.
You...
The way Jamie's mind works is not the way most
of
them work.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, Zaz, we've been doing this a long time. And, you know, I think since 2006, I've been doing this, you know, radio spots. The first few times that I've done this and people throw all these names at you, it's like a tidal wave. And then you just get used to, okay, just remember the three you like and then tell them the three you like.
What about the situation about you on Sundays? Do you watch Red Zone? Do you watch multiple TVs? How do you watch game day?
I have a bank of TVs in front of me in our green room. And so it's a lot different than when Amber worked there, trust me.
I know. It's a lot cooler now.
It's just, you know, you try and keep an eye on everything while it's happening. You know, you have to go back and watch a few things, obviously, because you miss it. But we have three big TVs with three best games and then, you know, a bunch of little TVs. And you just, you know, kind of keep track of everything.
And the wife doesn't give you a hard time. Like, you're saying, I got to leave. You leave
but
in the morning.
He has to work on Sundays.
And you just... You're gone all day long.
Yeah, she knows the drill. She doesn't love it.
Romberg's like, how do I get a piece of this action where I get to go watch football all day on Sunday?
Like, if that
away
means
from
that I
wife.
Have to study and do homework for football, I'll do it in order to get out of the house.
We're always looking for other NFL analysts, buddy. So whenever you want to come on by,
man.
Let me know.
Let's give Richard a chance here. Go ahead, Richard, with your question.
Yes, the Ravens defense, the Patriots defense, or the Jets defense?
I'd probably lean toward the Patriots defense. You know, they're not going to get a lot of turnovers because that's typically not what they do, but they won't give up a lot of points. You don't want the Ravens against the Chiefs. That's obviously a nightmare, and the Jets are the Jets.
Jamie, you want to plug something here?
Yeah, again, you know, just check us out, CBS Sports HQ. It's our online streaming network, and we'll keep you getting close to those fantasy championships. So we're with you all the way through Week 17, so don't give up even if you're not in it, and certainly play some daily fantasy because it'll keep the action going.
Are you going to go see Aquaman? Is your cousin in it?
I don't think he's in it, but I don't know.
All right. Would you tell me if he was?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to spoil it for me anyway. So don't. I ask you stuff like that, but even if you know the answer, don't tell me. Like, lie to me, okay?
Okay. He's got a major role in it.
Have you ever used your cousin's fame to bolster or maybe possibly help you out in the streets? I don't know about the situation is with the wifey or the girlfriend or the significant other, but in the past, let's just say.
No, but his sister, if you remember, years ago was in those Pepsi commercials. Where the little girl was talking and the voice would come out, different voice.
Oh.
And when I was in college, that's when she was very popular. And so my aunt said to me, we were at my graduation, and everybody was recognizing her, and she's like, oh, you missed out. you should have made a T-shirt of who you were.
Wow. All right. There you go. Excellent job, Jamie. We'll talk to you next week, man.
You got it. Take care, guys.
All right. Very good.